SBS Radio.
Kasama natin ngayong umaga, Mark Mariano, Program Guide Editor from SBS Publicity. Yay!
Hello.
Good morning, Mark.
Kumusta? How are you?
Yes, you've been with SBS for...
Just over a year now.
And we're here because Australia, or Sydney in particular, is celebrating the Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and a few days ago, you've done Fearless Mardi Gras panel at SBS together with other advocates for LGBTQI. But what's your story, Mark? How did you start, or how did you come to the open?
It started from a very young age, obviously, sort of being gay. So I am openly gay. Being gay comes sort of, a lot of people believe that it's something that you're born or something that sort of, something that comes over time. For me, I feel like I've been gay my whole life, but it only really sort of actualized when I turned, I think, around 12 or 13.
Oh, okay.
But personality-wise, I've always been quite sort of cheery and bubbly and loud, which is characteristics people tend to associate being gay with. And so that was an assumption that was made about me when I was younger. But then, yeah, it only sort of just permeated in my head, just in that weird tween age when, you know, you're about to hit puberty, et cetera, et cetera. I've been openly gay since I was 14, when I came out to my friends in school. I came out as bisexual then, but I think I only said that because I didn't want to receive too much sort of bad feedback. I think a lot of people use bisexual as a gateway to say that they are gay. And that was my case, where I feel like if half of me was straight, it wouldn't be as bad, if that makes sense. But yeah, no, I came out to my friends around then, and I've had such amazing support from them since then. And yeah, now that I work at SBS, and now that it's something about me that's celebrated, it definitely changes, you know, how we view the community and how we sort of discuss these things. And yeah, that's why I really love working here. We're celebrated and we're accepted, and that's such a surreal feeling, and unfortunately not a lot of people get to feel that.
You mentioned that you came out to your friends at the age of 12, or between 12 and 14, but how about with your parents? Like, because in the Philippines, it will be different.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
To come out to your parents and say, I'm gay or I'm lesbian. But for you, being born and raised here.
Well, you know, growing up, you know, as a sort of queer Filipino, and then I also grew up in a religious home. I'm Latter-day Saint, so Mormon. The messages were a bit confusing for me. And a lot of times when I was younger, I sort of felt conflicted. Like, you know, on one end, the church doesn't support gay people. And then on the other end, my mom would sort of have a lot of friends, particularly, let's say, at the salon or something like that, where she would have like a gay friends there.
Yeah.
And I sort of felt a bit confused. And so I never formalized it with my parents. I never actually sat them down and said, you know, ma, pa, I'm gay. It was actually only a couple of years ago. So when I was 21, where I sat them both down individually and I said, very casually, I'm gay. You know, I like men. Yeah, it wasn't difficult for me to do, but it was also sort of risky. It was really, really risky to do. Both of my parents had expressed that they were voting no during the same-sex marriage vote.
Okay,
So that's what sort of shook me a little bit. But no, they treated it the best way I think a Filipino parent could. You know, my mom, she was like, what is gay? She was like, what does that mean? But in the nicest way possible. And then my dad was like, oh, okay, cool. You sort of just let it happen. I think their response and sort of the way they've been raised back in the Philippines, I think it very much works like how Filipino culture works, where there's bubbles of Filipines who are hyper religious, etc. But then and it's weird because there are like celebrities that are loved and adored, such as Vice Ganda, who is loved and who is openly queer and openly gay. And so I always found that a bit confusing. But, you know, as I grew up and as I sort of found myself a bit more and established my identity and accepted that being queer and Filipino was who I was, then it was very easy for me to live that truth and letting my parents know. And yeah, they let me live my truth. I let them have their opinion as well. So, yeah.
for Filipino parents, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, especially for those who are really religious, mm-hmm. if you are in the Philippines, it will be, I think, very different from here in Sydney mm-hmm. or
course,
in Australia.
Of course.
But as you mentioned, that you found yourself and really stand up for mm. what you think is the true you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard to really be in that position?
I wouldn't say it's hard. I think it's hard or easy for depending on the person.
Mm.
For me, it was quite easy because I have a great support group of friends who are also Filipino. And then I also have queer Filipino friends as well.
Mm.
And unfortunately, not everyone has that.
Yeah.
Not everyone has that support group. And so that's why it can be a risky thing. It can be dangerous for some young kids or teenagers or anyone in the Filipino community to come out, particularly just within the religious scape. Me personally, like, I don't have anything against religion.
Yeah.
You know, people are free to, you know, believe
express, yeah.
and express what they want to believe. But what I have a problem with is people sort of misconstruing certain messages and people using that to berate other people and to, you know, put people down. But no, for me, it wasn't difficult, but I can understand why it can be difficult
yeah.
for other people. And that's because I had a great support system, whereas some others don't, unfortunately.
Earlier, you mentioned at first being bisexual and gay.
Mm.
Can we just elaborate what's the difference?
Sure. Okay, of course. Not an expert by any means, but...
Yeah.
Sort of being
like in your experience.
Yeah, of course. Being bisexual means being attracted to both men and women, whereas gay is being attracted to the same sex that you are. So as a male being attracted to male, I'm gay. As a woman being attracted to woman, that's gay. As a male being attracted to men and women, that's bisexual. And, you know, that can be broken down further depending on the subject at hand. But yeah, so like I mentioned before, saying that I was bisexual was a bit of a safety blanket for me.
Mm.
It was sort of like, if this actually goes wrong, I can just say, oh, actually, you know what? I'm not bisexual. I'm straight. That was just a weird moment.
Yeah.
But because I was met with such incredible support, I sort of, over time, I established my truth. Like, I am a gay man, et cetera, et cetera. But there are other sexuality terms under the umbrella, LGBTQI+. And it's constantly evolving and constantly changing and growing as a society, as we grow. That definition changes as well. So, yeah, I think it's quite straightforward. And I think the best way to, you know, define certain terms is by having conversations and, you know, becoming educated through different areas and speaking to people within the community. I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. Over 2 years that the same-sex marriage has been enacted as a law. What did you feel when it was a yes vote?
Oh, well, I think it was less of a deal for me because I'm currently not in a relationship.
Mm.
And I felt so much love and appreciation for everyone who did support it. And it's a big deal for the whole community,
yeah.
of course, in that sense. But it wasn't sort of this huge euphoric moment in that sense because I wasn't not in a relationship.
Yeah.
But I can understand that this is just sort of one step towards becoming a more progressive society and a more forward-thinking generation. And yeah, and I was, of course, I got emotional when it was revealed that it was yes. But unfortunately, I live in a region. I live in Western Sydney, so which is notoriously known to have the majority no vote.
Yeah.
But thankfully, I came from an electorate that had the majority yes. It's really difficult to think about because it comes down to an individual's traditional beliefs and, you know, a family's traditional beliefs. And I can't blame them for that. I can't hold that against them. You know, Western Sydney is so multicultural and so diverse, and that's Western Sydney's strength. I believe that it's its strength. But that did sort of weigh out during that sort of debate/vote period. But yeah, I'm very proud of where I come from. And yeah, thankfully, it turned out that way. I'm really happy that it turned out that way.
Yeah, I think it's not just you or Western Sydney. I think also in other places, it's
of
like
course.
That. And even with families, like maybe there's a yes vote or a no vote within one family. So I think it just be depending on what an individual really believes in or holds on to.
Exactly right.
So,
no,
so, yeah.
That's right. It's completely up to them. It's their choice, and that is sort of the power of the modern world, where we can have our own opinions and express our opinions in our own way, respectfully, of course.
Yes. And Sydney Mardi Gras 2019. Mm-hmm. Are you joining the SBS float?
Yes. Ooh. So unfortunately, we won't have people on the float. It'll just be this gorgeous truck on its own. It's been decorated. I've seen some photos. It's looking great. But I'll be part of the small group dancing behind it. We've got our own choreography and everything. And
what song are you going to be singing?
So we're going to be dancing to Diamond by Rihanna.
Wow.
Rihanna. So yeah. I'm really excited. And funnily enough, this is actually my first time I'm going to be at Mardi Gras. And I'm just so blessed and so honored to be dancing in my first year. And I'm
with
sure.
SBS.
Yeah, of course, with SBS. Sorry, absolutely. With SBS. And I hope in the future I get to attend as a spectator or as a dancer or as however. I truly feel that Mardi Gras, in its simplest form, is a symbol of pure love and celebration and pride in who you are. And I'm definitely behind that message. I want to express it as much as I can.
We don't want to reveal everything for the SBS float, but what are you going to be wearing? Like for those who will be dancing behind the float? Because
okay.
I know last year they were wearing black shirts and black shorts with SBS
logo.
Yeah.
And then there were some people holding umbrellas and tutus as well. It's very much the same this year. It's very simple, laid back. The theme of the whole parade is fearless, and sort of the avenue that we've gone with, especially with Rihanna's song, is to shine bright. And so we're going to be wearing some shiny, flashy things on top of our black clothes. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully we get to shine on the night. Hopefully it doesn't rain on the night as well.
And hopefully our listeners will be able to see the float and all of those who will be joining the parade.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Fearless Mardi Gras. What does it mean to be fearless in this age and time for you?
For me, a lot of people sort of take fearless as a very black and white definition, like you're being not scared or, you know, not being shaken by things. But for me, being fearless is about being okay with not being okay, if that makes sense. I think as a community and as a society, we need to be accepting sort of the downfalls a little bit more and reaching out to our support systems as much as we can, because that's what Mardi Gras is. It's a symbol of a support system, especially with discussions around mental health becoming bigger and larger. And I think it's important inside and outside of the community that we're reaching out for help when we need it and being courageous and being brave enough to accept that not everything's going to be rainbow and glitters. Not everything's going to be perfect and happy and shiny. And we need to be okay with that. We need to be okay with not being okay.
And the essence or the reason behind Mardi Gras doesn't end on the parade.
No, it doesn't, no. It's, you know, when people see Mardi Gras on TV, when people hear about it.
Colorful.
Exactly, colorful.
Bright. Fun.
Of course, yeah.
But it doesn't end there.
No, it shouldn't end there. We should be carrying our light as past the parade as much as we can, and just spreading the most positive message that we can, which is to love yourself, whoever you are, and to celebrate who you are in whatever form.
You came out to your friends during your teenage years and then when you're 21 with your parents. Mm. But for those who are still on the dark, close behind, what can you say to them, having experienced those days where you were having hesitation? It's risky for you to really come out and really thinking, what will others say? What will my parents say about me coming out? What can you say to them?
You know, for people who sort of are in the closet for whatever reason, it's a bit weird to say, but sometimes it can be safer to stay, unfortunately, in the closet for people who live perhaps in abusive families, etc. But for me, the advice that I would give is to just take your time with it. Find people that you trust and find people that you love and will give your heart to, and not just in a romantic sense, but, you know, just with your friends and your family. Gauge what it could potentially be like, you know. Start conversations with your friends or your family, being like, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? I think the most important thing when coming out is that you're in a safe space and that you're able to express yourself in a safe manner where you feel comfortable. So for those who are listening, or for those, you know, this message is for people who unfortunately may need to wait a bit longer when things are a bit safer for them. But hold on as long as you can, and find your people and find your magic, and do it in your own time. Do it in your own space.
Don't force it.
Exactly right. That's the best way to put it.
And it's important to really find support. Thank you very much, Mark Mariano, for sharing your story.
You're welcome. Thank you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.